Hey, I'm Barbara Jean.
And I'm Kelly.
And you're listening to the Lake Superior Project.
This week we're talking about ice on the Big Lake and how there's generally a lot less of it. We spent some time on the South Shore this winter talking to folks in Wisconsin about what they're seeing over there.
Bob Krumenacher heads up the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. His office is in Bayfield, and from his window you can see Madeline Island. The amount of ice on the lake really affects life in Bob's community. People live and work on the island year-round, and school kids need to get back and forth every day.
This is where ice comes into play. In the spring, summer, and fall, you take a boat or the ferry. In winter, there's the ice road, or at least there was.
Bayfield actually has a continuous record of ice between Bayfield and Madeline Island that goes back to 1856. And so we have actually really good data every year from 1856 on how long you couldn't navigate out there. So that's the inverse to the ice road, essentially. There's 60 days less ice now than there was 100 years ago on average. So that's 2 months. I mean, it's just a remarkable decline rapidly. And there's variability from year to year, but the trend is very stark, and especially since 1970.
And that has a huge impact on the economy and the way that people move around here living in an island system. If there's less ice forming, it means that the water is open for a longer period of time, which means the ferry has to run higher number of days, which means it's more expensive to run the ferry. You have to hire people longer instead of using an ice sled or the ice road that people can drive across from Bayfield to Madeline Island for free. So the global climate change, that the predicted warming of the atmosphere is also warming the lake, which means there's less ice, which is impacting the economy and the transportation of northern Wisconsin.
Lissa Radke is with the Lake Superior Binational Forum, based in Ashland, Wisconsin. The lack of ice impacts more aspects of the lake's economy and environment than just the ferry alone. Tourism has also been affected.
Well, this year we are really looking at ice levels in ways that we have seen years with as little ice as we have this year, but not very many of them. So typically, not every year, but in most years, starting just about now through maybe the first week in March, this is the season where the ice caves become available to people. And we aren't even getting a lot of inquiries. People just know this is not going to happen this year. So on a recreational basis, it's eliminating, or at least making much more rare, one of the most unique recreational and scenic experiences you can get at the Apostle Islands.
The fishing industry is also changing. Bill Mattis is a fisheries biologist with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission.
The fishery basically shuts down. The large boat fishery, the tugs, can't get out in the wintertime through the ice. And when there's not ice, they can. So it's actually a benefit to the fishermen in that they can continue to fish. That can put more stress on the system. We actually had an area in the lake that was closed for most of the winter because of ice. And it kind of gave, you know, so the amount of fishing pressure that occurred there was limited by that. So, you know, there are those things that go on in the lake where climate changing or warm winters like this. And we saw one in 98, we saw one in 06 in this year.
Invasive species are a big concern as the lake warms. Liz LaPlante works for the Environmental Protection Agency.
The other thing about climate change, which is affecting Lake Superior, is because up to this point, although we do have a fair number of aquatic invasive species in Lake Superior, the main ones that are causing havoc in the lower Great Lakes, i.e. the zebra, the quagga mussels, have not been able to gain a foothold in Lake Superior. One of the reasons the thinking is because of the cold water. It might also have to do, and it probably does have to do, with the geology and the bottom of Lake Superior. It's not very hospitable to grab a foothold. But definitely, if the waters keep warming, it's going to be more of a hospitable environment for invasive species. And so far, Lake Superior, we've lucked out. We really haven't had you know, too much of a problem. But there's nothing to make us think that invasives could not gain a foothold as well in Lake Superior, especially with the stressor of climate change.
Things are heating up in the Lake Superior Basin. Temps are rising, ice cover is shrinking, and life is changing.
There's so much going on with climate change, especially with Lake Superior. It's probably going to be the most affected of the Great Lakes on climate change because it has so much to lose. You know, and it is a cold water lake, and that means such a different thing than the rest of the lower lake. So we have a lot to lose by climate change.
Tune in next time for more on how climate change is affecting the Lake Superior region. For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Kelly Schoenfelder.
The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior.
This project is funded in part by the Coastal Zone Management Act, by NOAA's Office of Ocean and Coastal Resource Management, in cooperation with Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program.
To learn more, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.